shouldn't say it again because I don't want you to get it again, but your singing is fantastic. Really good. I've never been a singer. I always wish I could sing, but I've never been a good singer. So I was once singing in the bath years ago when the children were little, and they thought it was a cat. They asked me if it was a cat. So that didn't do me any good. But it probably sounded like a cat, to be honest. Well, chapel anniversary, 199 years, it's a long time. But there's been a witness here all those years. And we're thankful, aren't we, to people that have had the vision to follow the Lord's guidance and to keep the church going and to keep the witness going. A few years ago, our youngest son Nigel and his wife Amalia, and they couldn't believe that we had never been to the capital city of this country. I said, well, we've been to Preston many a time. They said, well, that wasn't quite as big as London, so they insisted that we should go down to London. And so the time came and early one morning we got on the train and off we went down to London. Somewhere in London we got off the train and we got on this escalator and went, seemed to me, down into the earth, and we got on the underground. And if we'd been on our own, I think we'd probably still be on the underground. I know now what it feels like to be a mole. But we got on the underground and they seemed to know where they were going, and off we went around London. Went to see the Queen, which she wasn't in, but fair enough, we hadn't no way to say that we were coming anywhere. But we went to see the Queen and had a look around there for a short while. And then we went on the London Eye, which he'd already booked for us. We didn't know about that either. And then we went for a sail up the Thames. And then we went to have a look round at St. Paul's Cathedral. Quite a lot for him to get in one day. And I remember we were fairly, Nigel's 6 foot tall and longer legs than us, and we struggled to keep up, but we got it all in. We went to have a look round St. Paul's Cathedral. And what a place that is. Our first visit. Could well be our last visit to London, but we enjoyed our day in London. And I discovered that St. Paul's Cathedral was built between 1675 and 1710. If my information is correct, somebody might be able to correct me on that later. And that the cathedral before that was burnt to the ground in the fire of London. And there's been about four cathedrals on that site. So, my information said anyway. And have you ever stopped and looked at some of the great buildings that we have, that like St. Paul's, and wondered, however did they build it? All those great blocks of stone, and I wondered how many stones there would be. But before they started to build, there would just be an empty space. For in the case of St. Paul's, a black burnt space, apparently. I didn't know that until a day or two ago. They would all have to be cleared away, and then the foundations, dig out for the foundations and get everything ready before they could start building. And then they need an architect to design the building, and all the plans will be made of the new cathedral that was to be. And that was the job of Sir Christopher Wren. All the plans drawn up for the work to begin. Just like this church over 199 years ago, the plans all made and the foundations all had to be laid and dug out and laid. Dig down to a firm foundation and then begin to build. And I looked at St. Paul's Cathedral and some of them stones, they were so big, and I thought, how did they do it all that time ago? How did they manage? Well, they put those great stones down in the bottom that would support the weight of all the other stones that were going to be on the top. The stones would be carted in from the quarries, and the masons would prepare the stones for the building, either on site or at the quarry, get them ready for the building. And when their stones were prepared, they were all put in position until the day came when the very last stone would be put in place. And the stone masons and the builders and the architects could all stand back and look at it and say, well, that's it. It's finished. And it's a good job. And it's satisfying, isn't it, when you're building something or doing something and everything goes well and you look at it and say, well, that's a good job. And there would be a whole army of men and probably some women as well that have been looking after them, involved one way or another. And I could imagine fathers and grandfathers saying to the children in later time, I helped to build that. I helped to build that building. I helped to build that cathedral. And the children looking and saying, ah, you build that, granddaddy, you build that, daddy. I work for a contractor quite a bit and we do a lot of tarmacking, and sometimes when we're going out in the car, I say to Christine, look at that, we tarmac that. And I think she gets a bit tired of me, really. She said one day, why don't you just hire a coach and give a guided tour? I think that meant that she was tired of listening. But when the first stone was laid of St. Paul's Cathedral, who could have imagined the great pile that we see now of the architect, Christopher Wren? And the building of a church or a cathedral is very interesting. Most of them are very different these days, I suppose. But you look around, and I looked around at St. Paul's Cathedral, and I thought, well, what an architect to design a place like this. Drawing up all the plans, with the picture in his mind of what it was going to be like. But then I thought about God, the great architect of the universe. By the word of his mouth, he created. The power of his word. And when I think about creation and all that he has made, you want to need to look at a flower or a tree to wonder at God's creation. And if you look up at night at the stars of the heavens and you think, well, they found a planet, haven't they? They say that looks something like Earth, but a little bit bigger. And I've forgotten how many light years away it is. And I think, well, if it's only half a light year away, we're never going to get there, are we? But when you think of the vastness of God's creation, that all that He has made, how wonderful it is. You switch on a light, and the light, it's there, isn't it? It doesn't seem to take any length of time. But they talk about light years, and it just blows your mind. It's mind-blowing. All that God has made, all of His creation. We were watching television the other day, with two grandchildren staying with us this last week, they were watching television. I don't know if it's a DVD or just a program on television. But they were talking to this lady who was a scientist, I think. And this lady said to the lady that was interviewing her, pull one of your eyelashes out. And she pulled an eyelash out, and the cameraman did the same. And they put it under a microscope. And you know what there was on that of my eyelashes? Under a microscope, it looked like a maggot. And you could see it legs. And they said, well, we've all got them. And so if you feel a bit itchy, that's probably what it is. But she said, they live on the dead cells. And so they're really a cleaning up agent. So as you go about your daily work, you've got your own private vacuum cleaner cleaning your eyelashes. It's amazing. It's amazing what God has made. And the children were watching this on television. God, the great architect of the world and the universe. But on this church anniversary day, we ask, what is the church? What is the church? Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Comforting words in these days when we see so much persecution against Christians. But Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But you see, God did make some plans. He made plans for the church building on earth, for the building of his church. And if you were to get a hold of a copy of God's plans, you would see a stable, and you would see a cross, and you would see an empty tomb in God's plans for his church on earth. And hanging on that cross, you would see the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus taken and crucified by evil men, but raised up again from the dead. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Isaiah said, behold, I am laying in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tested stone, a precious stone of a sure foundation. Jesus, the precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. So the church is not a building of stones and mortar, but a great company of Christian people, of God's people, the kingdom of loyal subjects which Christ has founded, that Jesus calls a building in Scripture. Ephesians 2, we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord. When St. Paul's Cathedral was built, the first great stones were laid at the bottom and all the other stones that were laid up above on top. It needed to have a firm foundation, or it may well have been called the Leaning Cathedral of London. It needed a firm foundation. The church is being built. The architect is God himself. The foundation stone is laid. That is Jesus Christ. But what happens if we don't build on the rock Christ Jesus? Well, we know the story of the two house builders in Matthew, that one built his house on the sand and the other dug down and built his house on the rock. And then the storms came, and the one on the rock stood firm, and the one on the sand was washed away. But there's a great sadness in this story, because it said that not only did it fall, but it said that great was the fall of it. Great was the fall. It was a disaster, a a complete and utter disaster. And when we go about our daily work and we see that people that don't know Jesus, people that have not been saved yet, you know, if they don't come to know Jesus, then it's a total and utter disaster. They need to build on the rock, Christ Jesus. They need to have a firm foundation. Great was the fall of it. How sad. It's heartbreaking to think that people don't want to know the Saviour. And the church is not finished yet. There's more stones to be built up together, more souls to be gathered in. In Peter, he says, come to Jesus, that living stone, rejected by men, but precious to God. And that living stones be built up into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Each living stone joined together. All the stones relying on one another, but all on the foundation stone, Jesus Christ, and all becoming one with Him. As St. Paul's Cathedral one day had its last stone laid and put in place, so with the Church of God. Living stones being built up together throughout the whole wide world, all being built on the rock Christ Jesus, the firm and solid foundation. And the Bible tells us quite clearly that there is no other foundation to build on. Jesus is the only one. It's upsetting sometimes when you see eminent people who say, well, all the faiths, all the roads are leading to heaven. But the Bible doesn't say that. It says, we've got to build on the rock, Christ Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the one and only way. And as the stonemasons prepared the stones for the building, so in the power of the Holy Spirit, we who belong to Jesus Christ need to be witnesses preparing others for the Church of God, preparing them to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And as those men worked on St. Paul's Cathedral all those many years ago, until the last stone was put in place as they did on this church here, and everything was completed, so may we work in the Church of God, living stones being all built up together in the power of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, till the last stone will be put in place. And the Lord says, my church is complete, and Jesus comes again. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. God is building His church, and I believe that in days to come we are going to see more stones being built into the Church of God. I pray that that is so, and I believe it. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.